We'll just give everyone else one more minute, and then we'll start. All right, I got it up on Facebook. Hey.
Hey, everyone.
Well, welcome, folks. We'll go ahead and get started since we've got a shorter amount of time today. I don't see Dan, though. Where is Dan? Reliable Dan Handelman is not here. I'll keep an eye on my email, make sure he's got the link if he doesn't. Welcome. So we'll just do... just again, for the records, who is here? So just put your name and your pronouns in the chat. And I'll do attendance here in a second. I have like a zillion tabs open, so I just need to get myself together here. We, for folks, other folks of the committee, Taylor, Yume, Sylvan, and I met with Mayor's staff today to talk about our report and just kind of give them a little overview of what, you know, what was in the report, how we got to it. And it went really well. It was good to just have that connection. And it seemed what I was glad to see. I mean, of course, you expect that government officials to be like, oh, this is so great and you're awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Like we always get that, right? We get the pat on the head. But I genuinely did think that they had a real interest in the work that we did and an appreciation for it. And it sounded to like the timing of our report is really good just because, you know, there was all the drama around the RRT resigning recently. And that has just kind of shined another light on what is going on with the RRT and how can we address, you know, the ways that that team and Portland Police in general are responding to protests. So I'm hoping that the work that we did can be really beneficial as they're looking to, you know, implement some changes. And I think the other big thing that was important to them was that the work that we did was coming from the community directly. Like they have millions of reports from all these people and consultants that they hire, but they don't really have a report like this that's like, we heard from the community directly and this is what they said, and therefore here's what we recommend from it. So I think that also makes our work really unique and stand out as far as all of the kinds of work that's being done in this arena. So super props to all of us for putting in that work and being able to help translate what the community said into a way that we can communicate back to the city and hopefully they can act on. So bravo, bravo. Awesome. I'll also just mention, we've had, as you can see, quite a dwindling of folks. All the energy wore out and people were like, can you take me off the email list? Like, you haven't shown up anyway, so yeah, I'll take you off the list. So, you know, we're coming down to our core folks again, but appreciate folks that have stuck through. And it's also, I get it, it's hard. And we all in the CRC signed up to do this, but you all as community members are an extra, you know, you're going extra out of your way to be here. So just want to take a moment to appreciate you. So thank you for showing up and being here and helping out. Cool. Well, what I wanted to discuss today, the nice thing is with the city council presentation that we have scheduled. It's a couple months away, and also with it being on the 22nd, that gives us August and September's crowd control meeting to be able to just plan and do some work around that. So we've got plenty of time to prepare. But what I've started to do was by creating that document, it's just a way, you know, for me to have an easy, like, here's the actual info, and then we'll prettify it right into the PowerPoint. So I wanted to go through that with you all and get your thoughts in general on, like, what is the kind of information we want to make sure we're communicating to the city council in our report. So let me drop that link here in the chat. Great. So, and then I'll also, 1 second. Also drop the Canva link. All right. So, you know, what I did was I kind of just took a look at the whole report and tried to summarize in the best way I could what, you know, what it is we're trying to communicate, and therefore what should be like the highlights of the PowerPoint. Obviously, doing an overview, you know, the other thing is many of the city councilors are new, and we're going to want to make sure that they're up to speed on what is the CRC, what is the Crowd Control and Use of Force Work Group. So we'll do a little bit of that context setting, and also just context for the work that our group does and how it related to everything that arose last year in the protests. So putting a little bit of that in there. Tino, stop it. Tino, my cat's scratching the carpet again. And then I've got a forum summary. So explaining what went down with the forum, how it went, how many people were there, and then the survey summaries. I also put goals of the report, and this was something that we talked about a little bit today with the mayors. You know, we're crazy. But, sorry, y'all. I think it'd be good to just explain to the counselors why we wanted to put the report together. And I kind of just did it on the fly today in our meeting earlier. I mean, we talked about it, but I was like, why did we say we wanted to put that together? But I think the big goal of it was to just, again, translate what, give the community a space to tell us what was going on, right, from their firsthand experience. And then being able to translate that and to, you know, in a manageable, digestible way, and then derive recommendations from it. So just kind of explaining to them why we put this together, I think would be good. And then giving some process of creating the report. I thought when we were at our CRC meeting, we were approving it. Shayna had asked us, like, how did you get from point A to point B? And I thought that was good. Thanks, Sylvan, for answering that. I think it was good to just really understand, like, what it took to get here. Because again, it just adds to, like, how much was put into it and how important how important the product is. You know what I mean? And then originally, and I haven't put this in this note, but I did put it on the slideshow. Yes, we had the recommendations, but I think it would be good to also put the findings, because we narrowed it down pretty well, you know, like kind of like three main categories of what it is that we actually learned, and then do the recommendations. So I think there should be both in the presentation. And then, so we'll do that for all of them. And then I put our expectations, and I changed it again in the PowerPoint. Really, our expectations slash next steps are kind of the same, but what do we want them? Like, why are we presenting this to them? What do we want them to actually do? So that's one of the things I want us to spend some time thinking about. Like, what are our asks? You know, like, are we saying, like, we want to? And the other thing that was interesting too, and I forgot I was going to ask Sam about this, when he emailed me the language for the item on the city council's agenda, he put approve Portland protests like report. And I wanted to check in with him, like, what does that mean? Does that mean like city council can approve, can or should approve it and what that actually does when they approve it. Maybe it's just like an official, like this is in the city council record kind of thing, which, you know, I think could be valuable. But I don't know what that actually means. So I can follow up with him. I saw some reactions to that. Did anyone have thoughts about that?
Well, I enjoy that, but the whole time we were talking about it, I kept thinking, if these are directives, can't the mayor direct the PPB to change directives? So, like, theoretically, we could have just asked Sam Adams to talk to Mayor Wheeler and then adopt these, or at least have Chief Lavelle adopt these. I mean, I was just, that struck me. And then, because I remember he mentioned, like, or there was some talk about going in front of city council, but it would be funny if we ended up approving it as a way to have PPB. I mean, I guess in terms of expectations and just to bring it back, it seems like one of them would be to see these changes in the actual directives. But I don't know if city council is the forum to change it or not. I don't.
Also, is there a union or a contract issue with that? I don't know if there is, but it occurs to me that could be something that maybe is, maybe the process is a little more bounded than, I mean, it would be great. Yeah. If you're right, if like it could just be kind of a unilateral, like if the police commissioner is like, yeah, we adopt these recommendations and now you have to do these things. I mean, that would make our job a lot easier and more satisfying.
I feel like the tactical stuff you could, I mean, because the mayor did issue directives last year, right? The degree to which they were enforced is questionable, but the training stuff probably does, you know, constitute a little bit more of a, you know, HR consideration in terms of making sure those are within the bounds of the union agreement or whatever. But it's definitely an interesting, something we should get clarification on.
Well, and I have a meeting with the mayor on Monday, like my meeting that Shane and I have. So I'll add that to the agenda of like, what are the things you can actually just do? Like you can just implement. So I'll ask him and then I can report back. Cause I think they're, and the mayor, I remember all like last year and like even recently has said to me multiple times, like he's very proud of the fact that he banned CS gas. Questionable the implementation, or I don't know how he's framing that. Okay, you know, now the cat wants to leave the room, so hold on.
Would you make a decision?
Yeah.
What is it about cats? They're just like, I want to go in. And then they're in. They're like, I want to go out. I'm like, can you?
Okay. so crap. Oh yeah. So I've noticed him say over and over that like he was able to just ban CS gas. So I'm curious if that, like in that vein, like, can he just ban the OS gas too and the CN gas and the da da da, right? I don't know. Maybe. But I think with the directive stuff, what I would want to know, because when the police, I think it's a lot, I don't know if it's more of a Chief Lavelle thing than it is a Mayor Wheeler thing, but I think maybe Chief Lavelle could have more power in that. But when they have directives up for review, like they have to have like open public comment, like there's a process for whenever before they change it, they have to like do that kind of thing. But I don't know if like ultimately if they can just set, do it. So yeah, we'll have to check. I'll add that to the list of things to figure out. Let me write some of this down before I forget. I'm just gonna write it here. All right. So yeah, I think back to the like next steps, our expectations. So I have, you know, see the actual changes in the directives. What can the mayor just implement unilaterally? What things require a city council vote or a chief vote? I don't know. Or what things are like PPA contract meetings. Cool. So I'll get some answers on Monday. And then when we meet again, we can actually form that into like, okay, if you all can do that, then we want you to do that. Cool. Other like thoughts about like what our expectations are or our asks to city council as a result of our presentation?
it's not really a thought on direct asks so much, but I think we might do well at the presentation to really lean on the DOJ settlement compliance issue, because I feel like, you know, the city's worried about that. If there are ways that adopting some of our recommendations could help get back in substantial compliance, I feel like that's something that they'd be interested in. So that might be an angle that sort of works in favor of adopting some of our proposed changes.
That's a good point. I like that. I'll just add, you know, as far as our expectations, like if the city council can vote on it, I think they should vote on it. Like vote to make it an official, like we city council approve of these recommendations. If they could do that, even if it's just symbolic, I think that'd be good. Other thoughts on asks? Ask/next steps we expect.
Maybe if there, I know that, you know, that this will be subject to figuring out what can and can't just like be done by the mayor or by city council or whomever. But if it turns out that there's not really a route where they could just kind of like 1, 2, 3, like vote to approve our report and then all the recommendations are, you know, in some sense adopted. I wonder if there are staff that could be sort of deputized to work with us on crafting them into proposals that like one by one go before city council, because I feel like that would be incredibly time consuming and difficult for all of us volunteers to navigate, but that might be something that would have to happen, like just go down the list of our recommendations and one by one turn them into proposals, you know. If that does end up having to happen, I think it would be great if they could give us some help with streamlining that.
I think that's a really good idea, to just put pressure on them to give us the folks, to give us the staff time, right, to put towards actually implementing it. Yeah. I'm just going to say this. I don't know if it's worth it. And I'll just say it just to say it. I think that there's been a lot of frustration at times from community where there's lots of recognition for the harm that, you know, everything has caused on the officers, but not so much on the people that the harm was inflicted upon. I don't know if it's like an ask, but I'm just going to name that, because I've heard that repeatedly of like, we're always talking about what they feel, but what about the people that were impacted by over 6,000 uses of, you know, excessive force on protesters, you know, and especially because we're coming at this from the perspective of, we did this work to hear directly from the people. And there was a lot of pain expressed, pain and fear that we heard in those replies and in the forum. And there needs to be some level of validation and accountability for owning that and being, you know, as a government entity that is responsible for overseeing the body that had done that to the people. Like, where's the accountability or just ownership of that? So I don't know if it's like an ask, like we're saying like, you must say this thing, but I feel like it's worth saying to them so that we can bring that like citizen perspective, if you will, to all of this. So I'll write that down just as a note. Maybe it's just like a talking point.
I think that's a really good point. Some of the framing in discussions, you know, has been troubling and disappointing. I definitely agree. So, yeah, I think raising that is really, really valid.
Well, and it goes to not even just protesters, but bystanders and those in their homes that were affected.
Yep.
And their children that were affected.
Totally.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Cool. Well, as far as where to go from here, how about, I think these five areas: context for last year's protest, forum summary, survey summary, goals of report, our process for creating the report. There's if I can just assign one of those to each of you, and you just put it in this document. And that way it's like, it's all in our work somewhere, but just to help like put it all in this one place. And then I can put it into the PowerPoint and I'll take care of the rest of the stuff. Cause all the other stuff, you know, I'll make sure the recommendations and the findings, I'll figure out how to like frame that and make it in a digestible way. But does that sound okay? If we could just, if everyone could just take one of those. Is there a preference? Somebody want to name which one you want to do?
Could you repeat those headings, Candace?
Yep. And I'll share my screen. These headings right here. Oops. What is my thing frozen? Uh-oh. Am I frozen? Okay. Here we go. These right here. Can you see them?
Yeah, yeah. At least I can see your screen. I feel like a lot of these could be sort of cribbed from corresponding sections in the report. Like, I don't know how much of a fractal we want to make this, but
yes,
we could pull out. Especially, I'm thinking forum and survey summaries.
Yeah, exactly. So it's easy, but just to spread out the work.
I'm happy to work on the either the overview or the context. And maybe if there's someone else who wants to have a lend their voice as well, that might be good for context.
Yeah, I'll help you with that one. You may. I'll do the overview one and then I'll help you with the context one.
Sounds good.
Anyone else care about which one they want to help out with? Listen, now's your time to pick the easy one. Don't be shy.
Is there an easy one? Maybe this. I was just thinking because I'm probably the newest. You probably, I don't know if you want to pick one for me or not have me do it at all. It's up to you. But because, you know, I came in after a lot of the stuff is done. I'm open to whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I heard Sylvan say goals of the report. Does that sound good for Sylvan? Or is that what you said? I thought that's what I heard. Yeah. Okay. Was there Taylor, were you trying to say something?
Yeah, I can do forum summary. Great.
And then how about Barbara, do you want to do survey summary and then Michael will do process?
Yep.
And I'll help with all of these. I'm just asking for, just put some stuff in here and then, you know, I'll round it all out.
Yep. Sounds good. Cool.
So yeah, just work on putting some info in there. I'll work on getting all the slides together. And then at a future meeting, once we have like the slides and everything ready, we'll parse out who wants to speak on which slides. We can do that later.
And do you want to, you want, when, sorry. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Sylvan.
I was trying to wait you out so that you would be able to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I was just trying to figure out. I was just trying to figure out when you want us to have it done by.
Yeah. I'm not in a big rush. I think let's call it end of July. Is that cool? That way there's a little bit of time between the end of July and the next meeting, our next meeting, which is, when is it? August 11th, so that on the 11th, I can have more of a product to bring. And then we can talk more like who's going to do what and, you know, do any like touching up of our presentation. Does that sound good? Cool. And again, it's not, you know, this shouldn't take too long. It should just be a quick, like, just pull it out of the report, you know, or just write a little blurb. And yeah, so don't think too hard on it is my point.
Well, I was like trying to, that was going to be my question is like, are you envisioning bullet summary type things under each of these sections just to like,
Yes. Yeah. I think anything that can be bullets is better because that's better for a PowerPoint, you know, instead of big blocks of text. So just like, cause the report is big blocks of text. So how can we summarize that even further into like, here's the summary of the forum. We had a forum on this day. It, you know, this many people attended, the themes that emerged were that kind of thing. Cool. Okay. How are we feeling on the presentation? Any other thoughts or questions? We feel good about that plan. I'm excited. And y'all saw what I'm doing. It's all purple. It's got cute little, here's my favorite part. Hold on, I'm just gonna pull it up. I thought I was super clever. So I filled out a form today to get access to the city seal. I wanted like a vector of the seal. And then David gave it to me, which was fine, but like it didn't work. And I was like, whatever. So look at this cute little icon I found. It's like this little like people in front of like a government building. I was like, oh my God, that's us. So I basically put that throughout, just this cute little like crowd control report. And I'm going to just download random pictures on the internet from the protests and fill it in the gaps. It's just going to be, it's going to be super fly, y'all. I'm excited. We're coming in there super professional, but like, you know, professionals all like, it's got to be gray and black and boring. Like, hard disagree. It needs to be colorful.
I think nicely done.
I agree. I appreciate this perspective and approach.
Thank you. As I'm wearing my bright ass green shirt. More color. Awesome. All right. So that is good. Let me just take a glance what else I had on our agenda. I think we can keep it short today, y'all. We've put enough work into this. So let me just see what else I had and then we'll probably call it good here shortly. Whew. All right. The only other thing I would mention, so I included it in the email that I sent y'all last night, that did you see the NACOL like press release? Like it was all fancy and I was like, so I made a document. I'm gonna think on it a little bit. I'll take care of doing this part, but I think I'll just make it a little bit more fleshed out than just like, here's the report. You know, here's a link. I'll probably just put like a quick little thing together. I'm just putting that on your radar that I know we were like, oh, let's just do the easy route. And now I'm thinking, I want it to be cooler than that. So I made a doc in the folder, just a blank doc, and I'm gonna put something together and I'll probably just ask via email for y'all's feedback before we send it out officially. There were some formatting things that changed when we added those couple of things last minute to the report. So I just need to fix the format before I turn it into a PDF. And then I'm going to ask Irene and David to put it into a city link so that we can easily distribute it. So I need to get all those steps done before we can send out the press release anyway. And then I made that list at our last meeting of like who we wanted to go to. So we'll send out a press release through the listserv and then I'll send out a separate email with a BCC of just all that list of people that we wanted. Does that sound like a good plan? Cool. All right. So that's really the biggest thing I wanted us to accomplish. The other thing I put on our agenda was just future projects for our work group. And I wanted to just bring back to the work group discussions that we're having on the larger CRC about, you know, what's next for us, right? Because not just this work group, but the whole CRC, since we're in this like weird transition phase. And we had Commissioner Hardesty come to our last meeting and we talked about like wanting to put together a big report that we can pass down to the new, whatever the new CRC is gonna be. So I'm just trying to think of like, what's the crowd control and use of force angle? I think if anything, honestly, some of that work we kind of did in this report as far as like summarizing the previous reports that we've done. But I think that could be worth just like having a section on what are the things we learned in crowd control and use of force. So that might be the next, after we get through this hurdle, let's focus these next couple months on doing the presentation and all of that. But after that, as far as what are we going to do beyond this report, is I think just doing another like, what are the lessons we want to pass down kind of thing. And that would contribute to the larger CRC report. But I wanted to also just open it up to hear if anyone had thoughts about other kinds of projects we want to take on or things we want to pursue. So just opening the floor for that.
Just throwing it out there. I mean, this would be down the line, I guess, when we're all past getting this presented to City Council and we have other stuff on our minds or we're looking for things to do. But I think it'd be interesting to kind of go through use of force stuff and see, at least with this committee, what kind of stuff we have consensus on just making broad recommendations. Like if this works and PPB actually makes changes, maybe we start making a lot more substantive like proposals to changes in like use of force protocols. I think that stuff's super interesting and very, very dramatically affects the people of Portland when it's used, when, you know, a government official uses force on someone. I think it's something we ought to examine. Like, I think I mentioned last time when we had that CRC appeal of like, it stuck with me, the officer that shoved his tear gas canister into the shed and fired off the tear gas canister, the guy that was in the shed. It's like, we ought to be examining stuff on, you know, obviously the crowd control stuff is super important. There's a lot of First Amendment claim stuff that happens, but just even everyday individuals, I mean, with yeah. Like, you know, I don't know. I think that would be interesting to look into.
Yeah, totally, Taylor. And thanks for bringing that up. Because I think part of the issue with our work group has been that like we merged at the beginning of last year and then all of this happened with the protests. And so we've been very crowd control heavy. But, you know, we agreed to merge those groups and they're separate but relevant, you know, issues. So yeah, I think it would be good to just dive into the use of force side beyond the protests and just see what we can recommend or, you know, yeah, just dive into that. So agree. I'll put that on our list to consider.
Do you think that body cam question that was posed to us is something that would be policy or this work group?
I think that's a good question. And for context, y'all, the mayor's office staff asked us what CRC's take was on body cams. I gave them just a quick, you know, background that long story short, PPB did some research on that a couple years ago. They came to CRC, shared that research with us. We had a discussion at the time. CRC was like, we are in support of body cams, but we didn't make an official like recommendation. And lots has changed, you know, since then. So yeah, as far as whether it's policy, I think it's a little of both, honestly, because I do think there's this question about the body cams as it relates to protests. And I think it'd be worth us exploring that more deeply. And then, you know, I can touch base with policy on if that's something they want to take on. But honestly, I'm having policy do a whole other big lift. They're going to have to make their own report. You know, we've been flexing over here. And so we're like, you got to flex back. So I want them to focus on diving into the CRC stuff. So maybe if that's an area we have some capacity, we could talk about it. I'll write that down. Other things? Cool. Well, that's really it for today. I think we've worked hard enough and we've got a plan going forward. Yeah, any last thoughts or else we are good.
Nice job, Candace.
Thank you. Thanks, you all. Appreciate you. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.